This morning we have a guest joining us here on our program, Mandy Browers with the Atlantic High School, and we're going to talk about a clothing drive and shoe drive that they're working on at the schools. Mandy, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. Oh, good. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
And your efforts. Talk a little bit about this clothing and used shoe drive that you have going on. Where did the idea come from?
The idea came from is that we wanted to give back to the community and wanted to get the students involved. So I work at the high school and talked with Heather McKay, the principal, and we came up with the idea to do it with the mobile food pantry.
Well, that's awesome. Are the kids excited about helping out?
Yes, they are. And we're going to bring it into some of the classrooms also to teach them some basic life skills like washing different clothes. So not only are they helping with giving back, it's going to teach them other skills also.
It probably wasn't a real tough sell to the administration to do something like this, was it?
No. Heather's great, and she's always looking for how to help out in the community. So she was all for it.
Yeah. Mandy, what do you teach?
I teach special education.
Very good. So you probably see, if you're involved in the schools, you see a variety of students in a variety of social situations. You see some who have plenty and some who obviously have need.
Yes, exactly. And that's how the idea came about, is just seeing all the differences at the school. And, you know, it's kind of nice for kids who need things to be able to have the same things as other students.
Absolutely. So are you doing some sort of a competition among classrooms or grades or something like that to kind of get the kids more involved?
That's a great idea. We should. It's kind of, you know, we've just kind of put it together the past month. So we're just doing it. Everybody helps, and, you know, it helps. Everybody feels better when they get to help the community and others out there.
Absolutely. Now, you said you're doing this in conjunction with the mobile food pantry.
Yes, we are on March 17th.
Okay, so time's a waste in here. It's time to get things going. You're taking contributions from anyone, right?
Yes, from anyone. Gently used clothing, shoes, even coats. All they have to do is bring them up to the high school, and then we will put them together with the myself and a couple other teachers. We're going to go through and teach kids, you know, how to wash the clothing correctly, and then we'll sort them. We'll do some folding lessons and different things.
Some life skills.
Yes, it is.
Make sure the guys learn how to do that stuff.
I will definitely make sure.
You know, mommy's not there to do your laundry when you go off to college.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the effort here, too. You've taught in other school districts.
Yes, I have.
And you've done this type of thing or different types of things to give back in other districts?
Yeah. My husband and I used to teach in the Kansas City area, and so we used to do different things like this and give back. And my parents are actually from Oneida, Iowa. That's where I grew up, and we've always, as a family, done different things to give back. So I figured it was about time I moved back here. I need to start teaching my kids and start doing things back in my new community, which is Atlantic.
Well, I'm really intrigued by the way that you're involving the students in this, too, not just in helping out with the drive itself, but in also using those items. You know, they're going to have to be cleaned and made nice so that folks will have an opportunity to be able to find the things that they need. But to get the students so involved in doing things like that, like laundering the clothing and making sure everything's in good shape, they're learning all those great skills.
Yes.
Very good. Well, what's the timeline then? You said March 17th is the date that you're having the mobile food pantry event?
The mobile food pantry is March 16th.
16th.
And it's 4 to 6:30 p.m. So when everybody comes up to get the mobile to get some food in the media center, we're going to have it set up, organized by, you know, shoe size, clothing size. They can come in before they get their food or after. We'll have bags for them, and they can get what they, you know, need for their family. We'll have summer clothing, spring, fall, and winter.
This is going to be a little work then.
Well, you know what? That's why we all pitch in together.
That's right. Now, the students, they're working on this. I know there's been an effort to get students and young people more involved in give back opportunities, community service type opportunities. Does this count toward those efforts?
Yes, it does.
Very good. I want to talk a little bit then, too, about the opportunities here for the general public. You said they're taking anything like coats, clothing, gently used items, things like that. Are there specific things that you're looking for?
No, we're really doing from newborn on up. Like, I have a five-year-old and a three-year-old. We went through their clothes the other day together, and they picked out items that they could give away to other kids their age.
I think we all probably have a few things in the closet we don't use.
Exactly.
And a lot of folks now, this time of the year, we're starting to see a little bit of a change in the weather. Some folks like to rotate their clothing for different seasons because there's just not enough closet space. Mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity to, while you're doing that, to go through and look and see what you really don't need anymore.
Exactly. It's the perfect time.
Yeah, I'm sure there are a lot of things that we just don't use. We don't realize it. They're in the back of the closet, and we don't realize how long it's been since the last time we pulled those out.
Yep.
Great. All right. And that includes coats. Even though we're getting toward the end of the winter season, there's always that need for things like coats, hats, gloves.
Yes, exactly. You know, if your kids or you grew out of it, then you know what? Somebody can use it next year. They could put it in their closet and have it for next year, and they're prepared so they don't have to be cold.
Outstanding. So if folks from the public have items to drop off, how do they do that?
They just come up to the high school, and they drop it off. We'll have a box set up, and then we'll take care of it from there. Anything that is left over, we will donate to the Salvation Army.
Okay, so you'll have plenty of opportunity. Are there any guidelines with regard to who can donate? It doesn't have to be just folks who live in the Atlantic schools. It can be anybody.
It can be anybody. Anybody coming into Atlantic between now and the mobile food pantry, probably Friday, March 11th, so that gives us time, you know, to wash and for all of us to work together. But come in, come to the high school, drop it off. For a good cause.
All right, very good. Shoes, clothing, any of those items, drop them off again at the high school here in Atlantic by next Friday, March 11th.
Yep.
And to have an opportunity for someone else to enjoy those items too if you're not enjoying them anymore.
Exactly.
Great. Well, Mandy, thanks for everything that you're doing and helping to coordinate this. I'm sure you're getting an awful lot of help from teachers and students alike, and we appreciate the effort.
Thank you. Yes, it's a great school district, and everyone's pitching in.